Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Doom, 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 doom. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh!
Paos!
Nagka-clear ako ng throat. Buti ko.
Paos me. Ay, pasensya na ha.
Hello again. Hi, Comaris and Comparis. It's me again, Oi.
And it's Jaya and welcome back to
Comaritalk.
Daming paos sa peace.
Hindi ko na, sa kape?
Or too much partying. Or sa pastillas.
Coffee and pastillas day tayo today.
Oh, thank you sa The House Chrysostomo Buns para sa aming pastillas munchies today.
Yes. At kung gusto niyo ng mga ano, ng ano ba yun, yung custard buns.
Custard buns and cheesecake, burnt basket. Cheesecake.
Umorder ako dyan dati, in fairness. As in, gives ko, masarap siya. Lalo pag bagong, ano, pag ininit mo, mas okay kasi pag iniinit siya eh. Para, ano, para, alam yun, medyo oozing pa yung feeling.
Correct. So, if you want, guys, message nyo sila, DM Mer Chrysostomo or The House Chrysostomo Buns on Instagram.
Yes. Hi, Mer.
Hi, Mer.
Ayun, may pa-shoutout bigla.
Sarap.
So, ito lang ha. In fairness, ha, yung mga friends talaga natin, mga business-minded.
Correct. Diba?
Ang saya. Mm-hmm. And time nila naman din kasi siguro. I mean...
Grabing guya! Nyam-nyam-nyam.
Tayong dalawa kasi andro tayo sa edad na hindi na tayo, hindi na tayo bumabata. And everyone is naman.
True.
Na hindi na tayo...
Taray kung may Benjamin Button dyan in real life.
Correct.
Patras.
Diba? And siguro yun nga, because of, you know, previous topics, character development, andun tayo sa stage na we set our own goals na. Mm-hmm. Parang, di ba nga, this year, tayong apat na legit lineup.
Yes!
May goal to
ang move. OG barkada namin ni Owie. Nag-meet up kami last week. Tapos it was casual meet-up lang naman, di ba?
Na walang okasyon.
Walang okasyon, ganyan. So we went to a cafe here in QC, ganyan. Tapos, ito guys, kaming apat, magkakalapit lang naman talaga yung bahay namin kung tutuusin.
Correct.
Pero, hindi namin maintindihan for some reason, pag nagkikita, tatlo lang, dalawa lang.
Or may kulang palagi. Lang.
Tapos, rare, ano, pag mga importanteng okasyon lang talaga yung kompleto kami.
Like birthday.
Mga ganyan. Pero yung mga bigla ang dinner, hindi talaga kami nakakompleto. Pero last week, na-complete kaming apat.
Oo.
Tapos, hindi namin in-expect. Grabe, alam niyo yung parang, may agenda yung pagkikita. Like, bullet point, okay, una pag-uusapan ito, next pag-uusapan ito. Pero wala naman talagang ganun. Wala. Free flow lang din
spontaneous yung... Spontaneous conversation.
About our plans, future plans.
And natuwa ako sa ating apat, ha, in fairness. Kasi, di ba, never have we thought na darating tayo sa point in life natin na ganito.
Yun na yung pag-uusapan natin.
Na ganito yung pag-uusapan natin. Na we talk about planning, we talk about goal setting, we talk about securing our future. Alam mo yung tipong, siguro rewind our lifestyle six or years 7 years ago, or kahit 5 years pa yan. ang pinong problema natin noong araw is kung ano yung susuot natin sa party na pupuntahan natin. Kung ikaw ba ay magli-little black dress or uh-oh, another little black dress.
Mag-heels ba ako? Mag-wedge?
Correct.
Sneakers?
At adlayo mo talaga sa mikropono. No? Ayun, yun kasi yung problema natin noong araw. Or yung tipong kung saang bar tayo magpa-party. Pero ngayon, alam mo yun, fast forward 5 years after that episode.
Yun pa rin yung problema ko, Janice.
Pero, may dagdag.
May dagdag ako ang problema.
Diba? Pero ang problema na natin ngayon is kung paano natin nakikita yung sarili natin.
Yes.
Pinaka-maiksi kasi is 2 years eh.
Mm-mm. Like, Pag-goal setting. 1 year kasi is too fast for any plan to, alam mo yun.
To materialize.
2 years yung pinaka-feasible.
Totoo. Mm-hmm. Decent timetable. Especially if you're aiming for a milestone.
Yeah.
Iba kasi yung short-term goal dun sa long-term goal. Iba rin yung talagang milestone. Yeah. Like, buy a new house.
Yes.
Or buy a car.
Parang it's never like feasible 6 months or
correct,
1 year, ganyan. If you're making a smart goal, di ba? Smart is specific, measurable, attainable,
realistic,
and time-bound. So,
yes,
if you're making a smart goal, I think we talked about smart goals in the past na season 1 ata, no?
Uh-oh.
It's one of our episodes from season 1. True. But if you're making a smart goal kasi, you have to consider, lalo na yung letter T, time-bound. It's important kasi parang hindi ka pwedeng yung... Andami, pwede ka naman magplano, libre mangarap eh.
Correct.
You know, planning is like dreaming, di ba? Pero planning involves work.
Execution.
Diba? Execution.
Effort.
And when you do those things, kailangan talaga, meron kang time frame, sinusunod ka na, oras na, kumbaga you set a specific, like, di naman like hard deadline, pero like yung ano lang, yung
something that will guide you, and you will follow.
By this time, ano na yung dapat na-accomplish mo, just to make sure na, just to also measure your goal.
Correct.
It has to be measurable.
Exactly. And this is actually the thing that I have observed. I mean, working in the corporate industry for about, magta 12 years na ako sa corporate industry, shucks.
Mm-hmm. Ako ba?
Imagine 12 years, ha? Pero babalik ako dun sa years na...
Baby pa ako.
Na immature ako mag-isip. Sige, for the lack of a better term, I used to be immature.
Uh-oh.
Dun sa future-proofing ko.
Yes!
Kasi, na-observe ko rin to dun sa mga nahawakan nating ahente dati.
Oh my gosh, bilang, wait lang, with consent.
With consent. Na-handle.
Ganun pa rin. Basta yun.
Yung mga na-manage natin. Ayun. Na-manage nating tao dati, diba? You see the behavior na kapag nag-usap kayo about future-proofing, the idea or their idea is always in the present, in
yes,
the now. Like
or,
if you ask people...
Or for the weekend.
Or kung hindi man, ang goal lang nila palagi is number one, ma-regular sa trabaho. Number two, ma-promote. Number three, makabili ng ganitong bahay or cell phone.
Gamit or whatever. Uh-oh.
Pero the missing factor there is the when.
Oh, and the how.
Mm-mm. At yun ang madalas na hindi naiintindihan ng tao who are planning. Sometimes kasi...
excuse me. Sorry.
All the time, people can plan.
Yeah.
People are visionaries.
Visionaries. Born visionaries.
Correct. However, the way that they need to... Ano ba yun ang English ko? Putang ina na umuwi. Kung paanong paraan nila makakarating dun sa why nila at saka sa what nila.
Hindi yung, pa nila alam.
Hindi nila
like,
alam.
Like, hollow yun.
Himayin.
Parang kumbaga, kanyari, gusto kong maging artista. Hindi ka naman maging artista pag ising mo bakla.
Correct.
Ba? Or pray ka kay Lord. Yung kahit sige, ganito na lang. Gusto kong manalo sa loto. Pray ka kay Lord, pero hindi ka tumataya, 'di ba?
Totoo.
Gusto ko maging artista. Pray ka kay Lord. Ano 'to, pagising mo, ginrant ni Lord yung wish mo na, boom, hello, artista ka na. Ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Hindi eh, hindi siya ganoon eh. Merong gitna 'yon between your dreams, you and your dreams or your plans. May gitna 'yon, and that's the how
part.
Paano doon papasok yung sinasabi nating effort, sinasabi nating prioritization,
skills,
and
number one actually is patience.
Patience and will.
Correct.
Diba?
Kasi if you don't have those, especially yung patience, ang hirap makarating doon
sa
goal mong yon. not everyone here is born with a silver spoon
bakla, okay ka lang
in their mouths.
Nakalive ka ngayon, no?
Oo, nakalive ako. English ko nakalive din. Hindi lahat tayo pinanganak na may kaya.
Mm-mm.
Hindi lahat tayo pinanganak na maramihan.
Privileged.
Oo. And if you don't know how to identify your how or to execute your how, it's gonna be very difficult. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it's gonna be very difficult.
Correct.
Diba? Kaya kasama dyan palagi dapat yung when do you need to get this started or when do you want to have this completed.
Mm-mm.
Kasi if you are not time sensitive with all the goal settings that you have in mind,
mm-mm,
you are setting yourself to fail.
And you're just playing around.
Correct.
Diba?
A good example here actually is buying a house.
Mm-mm.
Or planning a wedding. Pero sige, doon tayo sa buying a house. Kasi planning a wedding, it can be possible eh. Like, pwede kasi pakasal ng civil, di ba?
Like, pero kasi, like, same goes kapag planning a wedding, kailangan mo pa rin kasi mag-set ng date eh.
Correct.
It's the same. Parang you don't just, you know, parang, oh my gosh, I'm in love, I'm gonna get married tomorrow. I mean, hindi naman. Mm-hmm. Though it happens sa mga movies, siguro, sa shows.
Uh-oh.
Pero like, in real life, wedding or getting married is a big decision
to make still.
To make, diba? Parang it's not, ano, yes, no, paano, hindi yan coin flip.
Oo. Diba? Sabi nga na matatanda, hindi yan parang mainit na kanin na pag sinubo mo at napasok ay pwede mong iluwa.
True.
Diba? And part of getting married is also establishing your own family.
Mm-mm.
And that comes with buying a house,
Buying your own car. Having kids.
Correct.
Growing. Yung,
magpapaaral ka
magpapaaral
pa.
Yung simple pag yung supporting your kids growing up.
Correct. And if you are part of the LGBTQIA+ community like myself,
yeah,
wala man siguro sa plan mo na magkaroon ng own family or adopt children,
mm-hmm,
for sure meron kang nilulook forward that na something to do
With your partner. Travel the world, diba?
Or during your golden years.
Yeah.
Kung kailan hindi ka na pwede magtrabaho or hindi ka na makapagtrabaho ng maayos,
uh-oh,
per se. Kasi
or
there will
body,
be challenges,
diba? Diba?
Minsan kasi sometimes.
Wow!
Minsan kasi, diba, susukuan ka ng katawan mo or ng mental health mo.
Correct.
Hindi mo alam kung paano. So, ang hirap i-foresee yung pwede mangyari. That's why we have to secure our future as early as possible.
That's true.
And to be honest, the earliest date that you can secure your future supposedly is yesterday.
Yeah.
Dapat kahapon mo pa
ginawa. Kahapon mo pa sinocure yan. Because you're already living yesterday's future today.
Correct.
Right.
Now, since you haven't done it, or if you haven't done it, you have today.
Mm-mm. You have today.
Mm-mm.
Today is tomorrow's yesterday.
Uh-oh. Dami natin sinasabi.
Dami quotable quotes.
Correct. O yung fairness ha, nakakatawa itong episode na
to. True.
Kahit wala pa tayo sa main point.
True. So ito na nga.
Okay. Cheers na tayo.
Cheers.
Mm. Hindi kami nag-iinom kape lang talaga to.
Coffee to, pero dahil hindi naman sponsored, we're not gonna...
mention. Part of the things that we both advocate and respond,
hindi
lang kami advocates, we also respond to this, is securing our future. Future-proofing, kumbaga.
Uh-oh. Fino future-proof mo yung future mo.
Uh-oh. And when we say future-proofing kasi is that whatever happens in the future, you're ready.
Mm-mm.
Like, may mga ano kasi, parang unforeseen or
madami.
Unexpected.
I mean, ito ah. Ito na lang. The past couple of years, but we were in pandemic. Did anyone see this pandemic coming?
Wala.
Wala, diba? And then there are a lot of people who lost their jobs.
Correct.
Who lost family members who are providing. Totoo. Diba? Yung mga breadwinner nila, they lost, RIP though. I mean, if you lost your breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important that it's secured. Your life is future-proof na kahit anong mangyari, pandemic man yan, or kung anumang disaster man yan, or losing a family member man yan, you are secured na, okay, life literally still goes on.
Correct. At ang hirap kasi personally, I know people. Hindi man kami ganun ka-close, pero kilala ko sila.
Mm-hmm.
Could be previous nakatrabaho natin, friend from high school or grade school or even college,
yeah,
people in our community, mga ganyan, na nawalan sila ng breadwinner sa family. And ang hirap mag-bounce back. And I've heard stories, like real life stories from real people na ang shinare nila is ang hirap bumangon. Kasi the if you lose your provider in the family, kahit hindi man breadwinner yan eh. Sabihin mm-hmm. kahit two income family kayo, but if you lose one,
mapipilayan. Yes.
The question is na hindi masyadong clear kasi yung concept na ito eh sa madami sa ating Filipinos.
Mm-mm.
Yung concept ng emergency funds.
Yes. Sinking funds.
Oo, yung mga sinking funds. Mm-mm. Kasi when you say emergency funds, by statistics ah, this is backed up by data from Google. And you can actually check it din naman. Yeah. Kailangan kasi when you say emergency funds, at least 3 to 6 times
of
your monthly salary.
Basic.
Why? Bakit siya 3 to 6 times? If you lose your job, usually it takes about 3 months for you to recover. Hindi kasi mawalan ka ng trabaho today, ikinabukasan nag-apply ka at natanggap ka, mag-aantay ka pa rin ng cut-off mo kung swerte ka at natanggap ka.
True.
What if hindi?
At ang bills, hindi ka aantayin yan bakla.
Correct.
Tuloy-tuloy yan. Ang Meralco, sabihin mo, hoy, wait lang ha. Hindi ganun bakla.
Oo.
You can't put the bills on pause.
Yes.
Diba? Same as you can't put your life mm-hmm. on pause. Na, oy, wait lang. Di muna ako magbubukas.
Oh.
I-sustain ko muna tong today ko,
itulog
no?
Ko lang. Itulog.
Pero yung gawin kong 30 hours yung Lunes ko, no? Hindi ganun yun.
Correct. Ang hirap kasi nung tipong mawawalan ka ng trabaho or nawalan ka ng trabaho because of the pandemic pero hindi mo pwedeng sabihin sa Meralco or sa Nawasan, oy, tama na muna. Wala akong work, di ba? Wala kasing ganung concept. That's why emergency funds are important. But the sad fact is, not everyone, like only a small slice of the entire population ng mga Pilipino ang merong emergency funds.
Shit, sabi mo slice, gusto ko ng cake aroon.
May cake ka pa sa
akin. From December. Uy, wala ko kay booking bakla. Go.
Pero alam mo yun, kaunti lang na percentage ng Pilipino ang nakakaintindi or sorry, hindi man sa nakakaintindi. Meron nung
awakening.
Oo, awakening. Mm-mm. At saka yung chance or privilege to have emergency funds,
yes,
for them.
Yes, totoo.
Aminin na natin.
Paycheck to paycheck ka.
Correct.
Na parang pinagkakasya mo lang yung sweldo mo. I mean, it's not your fault, 'di ba? Pinagkakasya mo lang yung whatever it is that you're getting from your job,
totoo.
Perhaps ganyan, from the bills that you need to pay, most especially if you have a sick family member or may sinusupport ka na parang, alam mo yun, if you're supporting a family member na kailangan ng, ang tawag doon?
Extra care.
Ano yung tawag nila doon sa ano? Sa
maintenance.
Ayun.
So, extra care, saan ang galing yun?
Hindi pa rin ba?
Yun, o parang ganun rin.
Kailangan nag-maintenance. Kasi yung maintenance is, ano yun, forever.
Mahirap,
yun eh.
Oo.
Maintenance na nga siya, diba? Kasi forever mong gastos yan eh.
Totoo. Tapos what if ikaw yung breadwinner at ikaw lang talaga yung sumusuporta sa lahat tapos biglang mawala ka sa picture?
Oo. At paano ka?
Oo.
Ikaw.
Diba? Kaya importante yung concept ng emergency funds. Pero ang nakakaawa lang kasi, I feel sorry and I feel sad for those people na hindi nila kaya magkaroon ng emergency funds.
Mm-mm.
Lalo kung living from paycheck to paycheck ka.
Yeah.
Well, you and I both can relate.
Nanggaling
tayo dyan.
Yeah.
Dun sa, alam mo yung, cut-off ngayon, sumahod ka today, nairaos mo, pero 4 days before the cut-off, kinapos ka na, so mangungutang
ka. Oo, hiram kami.
Tapos, na. Mag-aantay ka, after 4 days sa sahod ka, ipambabayad mo sa utang, so yung sahod mo, hindi na naman buo.
Oo, pagkakasyahin mo na naman
Pagkakasyahin mo na naman ulit. So, kailangan mo na, ang hirap hanapin ng moment na mag-reset ka, di ba? And apart from that kasi, minsan yung savings din, hindi rin maintindihan ng ibang tao kung ano yung, paano ba talaga?
Oo, like sometimes ang tao, savings to, pero kinukurutan. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun, parang makukurut-kurut mo siya kapag meron kang, deserve ko to. Diba? Lalo na ngayon, yung mga Shopee Budols, mga Lazada Budols, parang kukurut muna ako sa savings kasi gusto ko to. So, you know, control and discipline, those two are super, 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 super hard things.
Correct.
Diba?
Especially if you're working on a certain goal.
Yes.
Ito na nga, bibili ka ng bahay. Parang ikaw, bibili ka na ng bahay soon.
Yes, true.
Congratulations, di ba?
I'm so proud. Siyempre, binuking goals. Natin yung goals ko,
no? Bibili si Jaya ng
bahay
soon. Bibili
ko ng bahay soon.
Ayan. Pero yun nga, babalik tayo dun sa topic ng securing our future, di ba? Parang module to.
True. Okay, so going back to the topic.
The securing our future. Paano nga ba kasi mag-secure ng future? Now, if you feel like you're able, may savings ka, for example, 20%. Let's be
realistic. Kumagaling ka mag-save. Doon tayo.
Kumagaling ka mag-save, nagtatabi ka ng 20% mo sa banko. Mm-mm. And it stays there. Usually kasi the interest in the bank, less than 1% annual.
Uh-oh.
Ako, experience na ta.
Or mataas na yung 1.5.
Oo, na-experience ko yun like na parang nagtabi ako bago ako bumili ng bahay nito.
Mm-mm.
Na nagkaroon ako ng nasa 6 digits.
Uh-oh.
Na pera sa banko. Alam mo, imagine every month nag-accrue ako ng interest income doon. Pero hindi man lang lumalampas sa 100.
Oo, bakla hindi nga ata abot ng 50. Alam mo, sobrang liit lang talaga.
Sobrang liit ng percentage niya and hindi mo talaga siya mararamdaman.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga pumapasok yung concept of investments.
True.
Kasi, ito naman yung hindi ma... Paano ba? Ito yung madalas na binablock naman ng mga tao na ino-offeran mo na investment.
Mm-hmm.
Or insurance. Sige, for the lack of a better term, no, mag-insurance tayo.
Uh-oh.
Insurance 101.
So, ang topic po today ay insurance. Kung hindi nyo pa na-gets, yun ang topic.
Yung topic. Ang hindi kasi minsan nakukuha ng marami, kaya that's why they are deflecting the idea of getting an insurance
or being insured.
Or being insured and investment plus savings is they see it as expense.
Mm-mm. That's correct. And I think, you know, tayo, we are a third world country.
Uh-oh.
You know, insurance doesn't really play a big part in people's lives, most especially after the CAP incident. Remember?
Yes.
That was 90s.
Years ago.
Uh-oh, 90s yun eh, when CAP went bankrupt.
Correct.
And then lahat ng mga in-insure ay nawalan sila. Imbis na may pang-college sana sila, nawala kasi nga. Na bankrupt.
Nalugi. Oh.
And I think malaking factor yun kasi the people who lived through that are already the millennials. Us, yung generation na natin. And siguro, a lot of us have been traumatized because they can still ako, honestly, well, slang, ako. Sorry, girl.
How do you spell ako?
Ako. Personally, very slang na. Personally, before, when people offer insurance to me. Ako, I decline on the onset, but I'm not really interested.
Uh-oh.
Because I could still recall na yung insurance, yung CAP nga, ganyan-ganyan.
Okay.
And I can still remember, I think I had CAP. My dad, si daddy, ang insurance ko before was CAP, from what I remember. And we were victims, quote-unquote. I just don't think hinabol pa namin yung CAP, hindi namin hinabol. I was so young, I didn't know a thing. But I know that andun yung insurance ko before, a college fund, quote-unquote. So, we were victims of, you know, that insurance policy na bankrupt. But, you know, these things happen to some businesses. Most especially kung hindi maayos
yung administration
nila. But, nowadays, hindi na ganun eh. It doesn't work that way anymore. Hindi na tayo, kumbaga, ako, honestly, as a person, hindi ko na, I don't see bankruptcy of a business as high potential, most especially to the businesses now, yung mga established businesses now. Hindi ko na, hindi, parang for me, this, businesses now, lahat naman ng businesses pwedeng mabankrupt, but far-fetched. Kasi people are smarter now.
Correct.
Diba?
And ano na tayo eh. Because of the digital movement, there is always transparency in everything that corporations do.
True.
Kaya nga meron tayo tinatawag na IPOs, mga initial public offering, there are data. There's data science behind everything.
Yeah.
Even sa stocks, even sa kahit anong ilabas mong pera at papasok sa'yo, meron na perong something yun eh.
Mm-mm.
And ang laking bagay, actually for me, this is I'm speaking on my behalf. Malaking tulong yung magkaroon ka ng insurance mo.
Mm-mm.
Because it's you securing everything that can happen
in the future. True. Hindi lang ikaw.
Oo.
Lahat ng pwede mangyari.
At saka ang kasi, ito yung hindi maintindihan, or sorry for the word na hindi maintindihan. Ito yung gustong ipaintindi madalas ng mga financial advisors out there.
Mm-mm.
Insurance is not an expense. And there are different types of insurance. Kasi there are also additional benefits that you can get out of an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Isipin nyo yung ganito. You have a jeans, a pair of jeans or pants,
mm-mm,
or shorts man yan na may dalawang bulsa.
Mm-mm.
You have 100 pesos na nabariyahan sa isang pocket.
Mm-mm.
And that's your savings. If you get 50 pesos out of the pocket at ilipat mo dun sa isang bulsa mo, mm-mm, that's your insurance. The thing is, you did not let go of any amount.
Mm-mm.
You're just transferring the funds to a different basket.
Correct.
Or to a different pocket.
Mm-mm.
So, hindi ka talaga nawalan. Yun yung gustong ipaintindi madalas ng mga financial advisors out there sa mga taong inaalok nila ng insurance and investment or yung mga life savings na ganyan.
Mm-mm.
And it's something that ako, I personally advocate and respond to.
Mm-mm.
Kasi I told my partner na nung naging kami, sabi ko, kumuha ka na ng insurance mo.
Yeah.
Kasi ano yan eh, siya ang magbabayad dun sa bahay na kukunin mo or kung gusto mong kumuha ng kotse or kung gusto mong mag-travel abroad. As long as you're paying for the premium ang tawag dun kasi, dun sa monthly or quarterly that you pay to the insurance companies.
True.
Premiums kasi yun. As long as you pay that at covered ka at meron kang allocated funds, say for your investment or for your savings, okay ka. Pag may extra ka na itatabi sa sahod mo, ipasok mo siya dun sa insurance mo.
Mm-mm.
At ang ano pa nito, ang terminal benefit mo pa nito, pag ikaw na deads, na insured, iiyak na lang ang pamilya mo.
Oh, yun na lang ang gagawin
nila. Yun na lang gagawin nila. Magluluksan na lang talaga sila.
Hindi na sila mamamroblema kung saan kukuha ng everything else.
Correct. Kasi covered ka.
Correct.
And the thing about insurance is, yun nga, it has different types. Not sure if all of, I mean, if the listeners are kind of familiar na, pero kung hindi pa, sige, we are more than happy to share our knowledge about it.
True.
Meron kasi tayong tinatawag na traditional insurance policies. Ito mga traditional insurance kasi na to, usually, ito yung covered ang life. Siyempre, it also covers
Accidents,
mga ganyan,
mm-mm,
na kapag may nangyari sa'yo or critical illness.
Mm-mm.
For example, what happened to your mom, no?
Yeah.
May her soul rest in peace.
Hi, mom. Hi, she's Ita. There. Naiingayan siya sa atin, girl.
But, hinaan natin yung bonus. Uh-uh. Pero what if, no? Magka-cancer yung insured. Meron kasing
coverage.
Mga... may mga policies na pwedeng i-cover yung mga critical illnesses like breast cancer, ovarian cancer, which is really rampant, especially for females.
Yeah.
Pag nagkaroon ka, no, at ikaw ay insured at meron yun sa policy mo, hindi mo na po problemahin yung pwede mong
gastusin
na ipampagamot. Kwento mo ba ito kanina habang wala tayo sa podcast or nasa podcast na, yung gumastos ng 500,000? Ay, hindi. Kanina pala yun.
Ano yun?
Nag-coffee pala kami nung kasama ko sa work. Nasabi niya na na-stroke yung dad niya at gumastos sila na nasa 500,000 sa hospital.
Oo.
And walang insurance.
Oh my.
So imagine, no, instead na ilabas mo yung 500,000 out of your pocket, pwede kasing saluhin siya ng insurance company.
Correct. And you can use your 500,000 pesos for other things or for any other future plans.
Girl, makakabili ka ng kotse sa 500,000.
Correct naman.
Makakapag-down ka na, kalahati mo na yung down yung bayad ng bahay na bibili mo. Diba?
Diba? And ako din, I am considering, I mean, I have considered having insurance na because of, yung nga, what happened to my mom. Si mommy kasi, like, when she was working abroad, may insurance kasi sila doon, health insurance. And nakita ko kasi yung benefits na wala siyang ginastos. Like, the insurance coverage that she had, kasi matik yun eh, when you work there.
Correct.
Ano, may na-insurance kagad siya na parang deducted na agad dun sa salary nila every month. Tapos, wala siyang ginastos sa chemo, wala siyang ginastos sa mga... Alam mo, yung mga procedures niya, everything. Tapos, top of the line, kotse.
Kotse.
So, I mean, ano pa, advanced technology pa yung...
High-end talaga cellphone yun.
Oo, kasi diba si mommy parang yung hospital niya doon sa cancer institute siya mismo. Tapos, when she was moved to... Nung when she was dying na, terminal cancer na yung...
Sa palliative care
siya. Tapos, girl, mas malaki pa sa unit ko yung room ni mommy doon. Diba? She has her own everything. May own nurse
at
siya.
At may garden.
may garden sa labas. As in, like, nung pumunta nga siya dito, parang, ang liit naman itong unit. Masa, kung sorry, studio lang kasi ito, no?
Tapos ang ingay mo pa.
Ang ingay ko pa, di ba? Nag-podcast pa, kung may show pa tayo. So, yun, imagine, so, it was, if your goal is to have a comfortable life, hindi, if you have a comfortable life now, and you want to keep that comfortable life in the future, that means you are making your life future-proof.
Correct.
And the only way to go about that is being insured, having insurance. Because how else? Ay, mag-asawa ng mayaman, insurance yun. Hindi. How else?
Mag-asawa ng Chinese. Gagawin.
100k a week. Laro. Pero guess, how else could you possibly do that with your own money and your own, you're reaping the harvest of your own efforts, diba?
At kahit sabihin mo kasi na, what if swertihin ka, no? Na-discover ka bilang artista.
Mm-mm.
Minsan kasi, o hindi minsan eh, madalas kasi ang perang nakukuha mo out of
fast
transactions like that, minsan, hindi siya nagtatagal.
If you don't put it to good use, kunyari, hindi mo open ng business.
Correct.
But businesses kasi, most especially if hindi ka naman masyadong maalam magnegosyo, mm-mm, pwede kasing malugi or pwede kasing mawala yan. Pero if you put it sa insurance or investment, it's just there and it grows pa.
Oo. Hindi naman matutulog ang pera mo sa insurance kasi ang ginagawa ng mga insurance companies is in-invest din nila.
Depending on your policy.
Yung pera mo. Depende sa, syempre, kung ano mapapag-agrihan nyo. Yun yung tinatawag na VUL, yung may investment sa'yo.
It's true.
Lalaruin nila yung pera mo. There are no guarantees. Yung siguro yung pwede kong sabihin din. Na there are no guarantees dun sa pagbalik nun kung high returns ba or low returns.
But it's just there.
But it's there. Mm-mm. Your money is there. And the guarantee is that the insurance company will invest your money para ang goal is mag-grow.
Oo.
Yun naman talaga eh. Kasi even the insurance company will get something out of the income that you will generate from the initial investment that you're gonna give.
Correct.
So, babalik ko dun sa traditional, nasa VUL tayo agad. Uh-uh. Si traditional din kasi, so i-cover niya yung mga, cover niya yung health. Usually, cover niya ang health risks. Parang if your priorities are for your health.
Accident insurance, critical illness coverage.
Pwede mong i-consider yung traditional. Ang kagandahan kasi nito, talaga dito ako nag-discuss. Uh-oh. Ang kagandahan naman nito is if you need like money after 3 years or after 2 years or 5 years, depending on your policy, it's possible for you to take a loan out
Mm-mm.
of your policy.
Mm-mm.
I know someone na nakapag-loan siya kasi bumili siya ng condo sa may Sheridan sa Mandaluyong. Nakapag-loan siya na nasa 170 to 180,000 uh-huh. from one of the insurance companies that we have in the Philippines. He's paying it off pa rin. Pero imagine, may nagpautang sa'yo na walang MME.
Kasi, true. Kasi pera mo rin yun
Pera mo rin yun technically. And nag-grow siya nung tinatawag na accumulated dividends. Again, yun ang gustong ipaintindi ng mga financial advisors. That if you pay insurance companies of the premiums every month or quarterly or annually, hindi nila kukunin ang pera mo at ibibigay sa'yo kapag patay ka na.
Mm-mm. You can use it as habang buhay ka pa.
Oo. There's always a living benefit out of investing in insurance companies.
Yes.
Tapos si VUL naman yung chinichika natin kanina na insurance. So may life insurance ka na plus may investments ka pa. Ito yung sa aming dalawa ni Jerry. Alam mo naman na parang 4 years ago nag-insurance na ako from one of the companies. Hindi ko si pwede i-mention yung pangalan bilang hindi naman tayong sponsored. Tag-open ako na insurance policy, VUL. Medyo malaki yung tinatawag na sum assured na kapag na-deads ako, may 2 million yung pamilya ko.
Uh-uh.
That was in the past. Nilaro ko kasi na parang I wanna do something with my money pa. Ano pa kayong pwede kong gawin? So tinaasan ko yung investment fund. May life insurance pa rin ako. Meron pa rin akong critical illness benefit na if I, God forbid, no, knock on wood, if I get cancer, for example, at the age of 55 and I'm paying for that policy every month, I'm still covered.
Yeah.
I will receive about 500,000 pesos, dollars sana eh. Pesos from that company because of that certain critical illness. And it's a win for me still kasi magkano lang naman yung binabayad ko every month doon sa kumpanyang yun. Tapos yung benefit na pwede mo makuha if you get, say, cancer,
Mm-mm.
malaki. On top of that, while you are alive, yun talaga importante. Uh-uh. Kasi, again, people are thinking na kapag patay ka lang, saka mapapakinabangan. Mm-hmm. Hindi po ito, ano, funeral plan.
True. Iba po yon.
Iba yon. Pero covered din naman.
Oo. Kasama din naman.
May coverage, depende kung anong policy kukunin mo, di ba?
Oo.
Sa investments naman, ang tinignan ko kasi is magkano yung potential. When I say potential, it's not assured, ah. Potential na pwede kong kitain o yung pwede maging pera ko at the age of, say, 40. Ang target ko talaga is at the age of 40, dapat hayahay na ako.
True.
Kasi lalagari ako from now, 32 uh-oh years old. So, may 8 years pa akong lumagari ng bongga.
Uh-uh.
At the age of 40, dapat medyo mas secured na yung finances ko. I should be able to say uh-oh na
financially free ka
am,
na.
Oo. Free of debt, free of any financial burden. Like, wala na dapat akong binabayaran. Siguro apart from the house. Kasi it's a lifetime commitment pa rin naman.
Uh-uh.
And the policy, of course. Pero yung tipong, I don't wanna see myself paying credit card bills na sobrang laki.
Uh-oh.
At that age. Because of the insurance money na pwede kong or investment money na pwede kong ma-pull from that company na ibabayad ko. So alam mo yun, madami kang pwedeng i-check na options pa. And yung sinasabi nila na baka mahal.
Mm-mm.
Actually, sa mga financial advisors natin, hindi ko nila lahat, ha. Na-experience ko kasi to, girl, eh. May financial advisor ako dati na nakausap. Binigay niya sa akin yung pinakamahal.
Oh.
9,000 every month.
Oh my.
Para ako nagbayad ng bahay.
True.
I said no.
Mm-mm.
Nung mga panahong yun, andun pa ako sa level na medyo sarado ang isip ko.
Mm-mm.
Tapos bibigyan mo ako ng 9,000 monthly. Siyempre, lalo akong aayaw.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, it's ano eh, it's insanity eh. Na mas malaki yung babayaran ko for insurance versus dun sa expense ko every month.
Mm-mm.
If you're thinking that way na baka sobrang mahal, actually hindi.
Oo. You can always, eto, if you're planning to get insurance, if you're interested in getting insurance, you really have to talk with your financial advisor. Advisor yan, hindi lang yan. It's not just someone who's gonna take money from you. Hindi ganun yun. They're there, their job really is to advice, quote-unquote.
Totoo.
So, parang they're gonna give you pieces of advice on how you can manage your finances properly. Most especially, if you're the type of person na, number one, lives from paycheck to paycheck. Number two, has a lot of debts.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, if you really are aiming for financial freedom, if kunyari this year, what part of your New Year's resolution is becoming financially free, like me, diba? I think I've talked about this sa
Endings
and new beginnings natin na I want to clear my financial mishaps from, you know, my early 20s. I'm 29. I plan on starting. Alam ko naman, di ba? Smart goals nga. Alam ko naman na it's not gonna be possible for me to complete to clear all the debts, the loans in just 1 year. But I'm taking a step towards financial freedom, which is seeking my own financial advisor.
Totoo.
And when you say financial advisor, when you have a financial advisor, you have to be transparent sa kanya na, okay, magkano ba yung mga utang mo, magkano yung mga binabayaran mo, ano ba yung allocation ng pera mo. So, kunyari, sumahod ka ng ganitong amount sa ganitong cut-off, saan yan napupunta? Tapos, based on the amount na makikita niya, yung breakdown ng expenses mo, sasabihin naman niya, i-advise ka naman niya kung paano, what's the best way to go about your finances. If you are aiming to be financially free by the end of the year, or in 2 years, or in 3 years time, 4 years, 5 years time. So, it's important that you be honest and transparent with your advisor. And, syempre, alam naman niya, kunyari lang, ang payout mo every 15-30. Kunyari, ang sweldo mo, 20,000.
Oo.
Tapos, ang nakukuha, syempre, kaltas-kaltas. Ang nakukuha mo sa quincenas is, sabihin natin, around
9,000. Malinis yun.
Oo, malinis na 9,000. Taxes and whatever statutory benefits deducted na. Tapos, katapusan is same din. O sabihin natin, malinis mo is 18,000 per month.
Oo.
Tapos, yung financial advisor mo, you can let them know na, okay, this is how much I pay for my bills, my everything, tapos ito yung groceries ko, and yung expenses mo. And based on what your income is, magsasuggest, mag-recommend sila ng best plan for you na hindi maiisa alang-alang yung mga priorities, other priorities mo, yes, in life. So, hindi, if your financial advisor is a good advisor and really cares for you, they wouldn't, kunyari 20,000 ang sahod mo per month, they wouldn't give you 9,000 per month for insurances. Of course, who's gonna live? Saan mo kukuhanin yung pera? I mean, let's just be realistic, right? So, merong suited plan for you. Just talk to one of, you know, get a financial advisor.
Totoo. And siguro isa pa to sa mga pieces of advice na pwede kong i-share, no? If you are interested in investing in an insurance company, regardless kasi kung anong policy kunin mo, kung traditional ba yan or VUL, yung may investment, select a financial advisor or pick the financial advisor na walk the talk.
Oo. Look at them, their lifestyle.
The person who walks the talk.
Oo.
And when I say walk the talk kasi, nakikita mo ba yung sarili mo na gusto mo siyang gayahin because na-embody niya yung tao na free from debt or magaling talaga maghawak ng pera. Alam mo yung ganun? Kasi minsan, ito pa yung medyo, hindi naman sa iffy ako or what.
Uh-oh.
There are posts on social media na invest natin yung 50 pesos mo a day or invest natin yung 100 pesos mo a day.
Or 1,000 a month.
Oo.
999.
Correct. Or saan pupunta yung 13th month mo ngayong ano, eme, ganyan. Tapos if you check the profile of the person, again, hindi ko sila minamaliita. This is just me.
Observation.
It's an observation. You observe the behavior
and based
of
on experience.
People kasi, oo. Siya ba? Meron ba siyang na-invest? Or ito bang taong to ay nakitaan mo rin nung ginagawa niya or yung inaalok niya sa'yo.
True.
Kasi if the answer is no, then you might wanna think twice.
Yeah, look for another advisor.
Oo, look for a different advisor. Hindi porket sabihin mo na trusted yung kumpanya na to, trusted yung ganyan. Ang role kasi ng financial advisor is hindi lang para bentahan ka ng insurance at kumita siya out of the commission that they can get from the startup, di ba? That's not the role. But that's the goal.
That's not a role, but that's the goal.
Of financial advisors.
Oh, I mean, let's just be real.
Totoo.
Na, at the end of the day, these people are also aiming for financial freedom like you are. But
correct,
it's important that they walk the talk. They set as an example for you. And para lang din yung pagpili ng leader. Political na naman eh, no?
Shucks, no?
Balik na naman tayo sa previous episode. Sa pagpili ng leader, you have to choose someone whom you're gonna follow.
Mm-mm.
Kasi advisor mo to, di ba? Kumbaga, kung kukuha ka ng advisor, hindi mo siya susundin, bakla, ba't ka pa kumuha ng advisor, di ba?
Correct.
You have to choose someone who's gonna guide you, whose guidance you'll follow. Kasi if
totoo,
not, if hindi mo rin naman siya susundin, wala, might as well, I don't know where you wanna put your money but most probably, if you're not gonna follow your financial advisor's advice, you have to do something about it. Or the only way for you to follow their advice is to see them living the life that you want. Or parang at least, I mean, I hate comparisons.
Uh-oh.
But if ang goal mo is something, parang ito kasing mga advisor, mga mentors natin.
Correct.
Sila. Parang we look up to them as our mentors because pera tong pinag-uusapan natin. Ipagkakatiwala natin sa kumpanya nila yung perang pinaghirapan natin.
Totoo.
Hard-earned money to. We're not just talking about chocolates or whatever here or alam mo yun, candy. Hindi. We're talking about money. Money that will be used for your future.
Totoo.
Now, if you entrust your money to someone you don't trust, 'di ba? So parang tax mo na ipagkakatiwala mo sa hindi kapag, 'di ba? So parang ganun din siya. So when you choose a financial advisor, make sure that these are people that you trust, whose words you're gonna, you know, follow or yung komportable kang i-share yung full i-disclose yung full financial transparency ng situation.
Exactly. And you know what, one of the things then that I do, I do talaga, ano?
Uh-huh.
Ask for, or talk about the success stories.
Uh-oh.
While you are talking to your financial advisor, ah, or your target, kasi ganito yan, mga kumares and kumpares. Pag inalok ka ng insurance, hindi lang kasi insurance ang inaalok sa'yo.
Mm-mm.
Pati yung tiwala.
True.
So, you may also wanna check about the success stories. Kasi may mga tao din dyan na pinanganak talaga mayaman na.
Oo.
Aminin natin, may mga ganun.
Marami.
Pinanganak talaga mayaman. It's an inherited business lang yung, or inherited skill.
Mm-mm.
from their parents yung pagbebenta ng insurance. Mm-mm. And that's normal.
Yeah.
Meron din naman yung talagang built themselves from the ground up.
Yeah.
Like, ano ba tong taong to? Sino ba tong taong to 5 years ago? So, you also may wanna talk about that.
Mm.
Yung mga financial advisors kasi na yan, hinahanap nila kayo para mabentahan ng insurance policy, pero ibalik nyo rin yung hinahanap nyo sa kanila.
Mm-mm.
Hanapin nyo yung financial advisor na meron pwedeng i-share na success story na pwede natin sigurong, again, not to compare ha, pero at least, guide you or pwede mong gayahin.
Credibility and integrity.
Exactly.
Diba?
And it comes from experience.
Experience.
And experience, experience kasi you can qualify it or quantify it for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. Kahit 2 taon nga lang yun eh.
6 years past administration. Sorry, grabe yung political pa rin. Diba?
Ikaw talaga. No?
Sorry, no?
Ayan. Makikita mo kasi doon eh.
Mm-hmm.
Makikita mo doon kung paano siya. And even the way this person talks to you while you are transacting, kasi ang una kong nilitignan dati, pag yung taong to, hindi porket kilala ko ay kukuha ko sa kanya. Siya ba ay naka-revolve dun sa kikitain niya?
Mm-mm.
Or dun sa kung ano yung pwede ko ma-benefit out of the insurance policy that I will get from this company? May ganun kasi. So be very ano din. Again, parang pagpili lang ng leader talaga bilang mag-election na rin sa Mayo, diba? Piliin niyo yung tao na pwede kayong i-represent. At yung makikinig, yun pa pala.
Yung makikinig. Yung hindi ka didiktahan.
Totoo.
Hindi diktador. Sharing. Yung hindi ka didiktahan kung saan mo ilalagay yung pera mo. Ito, pumili ka ng financial advisor that you think is worth your money. Kasi apart from you entrusting your future to this person, you're also entrusting your now to this person.
Totoo.
Kasi magkakat ka eh. Magkakat ka. I mean, aminin natin. Alam kong we said kanina na it's not gastos. But technically, if you're living the now, tatapyasan mo kasi yung pera mo now eh.
Correct.
For the future eh. So, gets? So, parang you have to choose the right person suited for, excuse me, your money, your investment. And I know na we keep on talking about the financial advisor, but you also wanna check on the company you're investing on.
Exactly.
Kasi, syempre, if marami naman ding mga
madaming insurance companies,
lalo ngayon,
yes,
nagsilabasan sila ng pandemic kasi ang daming biglang, oh my gosh, hindi ako insured, nag-pandemya, nga ako. Ang daming nagsilabasan. But, yung mga nangungunang mga pangalan ngayon, trusted naman din sila. Nagkakatalo na lang talaga doon sa advisor mo. So,
totoo.
You have to, mag-background check ka rin dito sa taong to. Same as how, banks do background check sa atin, sini-CI
exactly
tayo. Pero kasi itong pinag-uusapan. So, you have to be a bit, meticulous about it.
Correct.
Hindi lang porket ka-close mo, parang ganyan. Kasi kumbaga future mo yung pinag-uusapan natin eh.
Exactly. And I think, one more thing that you really wanna consider is, again, it may not be an expense ha, pero consider insurance kasi as a time deposit.
Mm-mm.
Hindi mo pwedeng galawin yung pera mo. Well, pera mo yan.
Uh-oh.
May mga policies dyan, ito pa, iba kasi ang iniisip nila, 5 years, hindi ko magagalaw yung pera ko 5 years.
Sa banko yun, bakla.
Hindi kasi ganun nag-work ang insurance Mm-mm. companies or insurance policies. May iba-iba yan. Minsan, after 1 year, pag talagang laban na laban ka, pwede mo kasi siyang galawin.
Mm-mm.
Or minsan, after 3 years or 5 years, depende sa goal mo ha.
Mm-mm.
After 3 years, pwede mo rin siyang galawin or pwede mong utangan, gaya na sinabi ko kanina, na traditional insurance. Uh-huh. May ganun. Pero, consider mo siya as time deposit.
Uh-huh.
Na ipapasok mo yung pera mo sa isang insurance company, natatapyasan yung budget mo ngayon. So, iisipin mo, kaya nga dyan yung financial advisor, kasi papasok siya to help you also understand your basic needs. Pabalik
uh-huh
tayo dun sa isang episode natin na Maslow's Hierarchy of uh-huh Needs.
Sa paano nga ba mag-self-love?
Correct.
Kasama to dun.
Alin dun sa current expenses mo ang want mo lang.
Oo.
There are, and I think I appreciate these kinds of conversations, no? Kasi there are times na feeling mo, need mo ang bagong sapatos. Pero kung totoosin, madami ka namang shoes.
Mm-mm.
Or if your phone's still working, hindi ko sinasabi na huwag kayong bumili ng bagong cellphone at huwag mag-upgrade.
Mm-mm.
Pero kung hindi pa kaya...
Kung hindi, live within your means.
Oo. At feeling mo, yung perang pwede mong ilaan dun sa bagong cellphone mo ay mas makikinabang ka kapag ininvest mo siya or sinave mo sa banko.
Mm-mm.
Just do it.
Ako ito, ma-share ko lang personal experience. So, I got insurance kasi I'm planning to buy a house nga. Di ba, bibili nga ako ng bahay. So, ang pagbili kasi ng bahay, Comares and Compares, kung hindi na, kung wala ka nung malaking, yung pang-cash payment, kung magma-monthly kang katulad ko, hindi kasi siya ora-orada. Hindi siya, yung for us na wala namang one-time, walang pang one-time payment. And I think it's the majority. Walang pang one-time payment sa bahay. Let's say, ano, million ang bahay eh. Wala akong million na pang bayad. So, for people like me, and I'm getting a house, I want to get insurance para, kunyari, in 5 years' time, I can get money, take money out from my insurance for renovations, papatiles ako, bibili ako ng mga muebles, mga ganyan. So,
correct.
So parang I'm making my life future proof. And it's also part of my self-love journey. But para in 5 years' time, I know where my money is going.
Totoo.
Kasi ako, hindi naman sa, alam mo yung listeners natin, based on statistics ng sa report sa Anchor, di ba? Based on statistics on our reports, our listeners range from age 21 years old to 59. Tama? Oo. May 59
at
tayo.
At malaki yung chunk ng 25 to 35.
25 to 35. So, magkaka-age tayo, Comares and Compares. I'm 29, always 32. And we have, you know, these investments because we are securing our future. And based on our stories naman in our previous episodes, hindi naman namin dinideprive yung self namin from, excuse me, traveling. Travel naman tayo. From partying. We still party. We eat out. Alam mo yun, there are still things in life that we enjoy. Pero, it's always a matter of control and discipline.
Correct.
Kasi, if you want to keep a certain lifestyle or if you want to continue to live your life na worry-free, hassle-free, you have to enjoy the now. At the same time, future-proof it. Future-proof your life.
Exactly.
And how else could you do that? But, you know, getting insurance, you know, insuring your life. And ako, lalo na ako. May anak ako eh.
Mm-mm.
So, part of, if for example, if I don't use my insurance money for my house or for myself or in the future, I can use my money for my kid. So, yung anak ko, hindi na siya mamamroblema kung saan siya kukuha ng pang-tuition niya, for example, or pang-college niya, pang-high school niya. It's there na. I can just take money from my insurance and gets. So, it's solving your future self's problem. Possible,
exactly.
Potential problem.
And congratulations, kasi diba it took you a while
to
get to started.
Decide. Yeah, that's true.
And ito na nga, diba, kasi lalo, ikaw ah, sorry, Comare or Compare, singular, sa mga Comares and Compares natin out there, if you feel like may naitatabi ka,
mm-mm.
Regardless of how much that is, wala yan sa magkano eh.
Mm-mm.
Andun yan sa meron ba o wala.
True. Talpakan ba kala? Meron, wala.
Meron, wala. Pula o pink.
Pula, pink. Sabo.
Diba? Meron ba kasi o wala? Kasi if the answer is yes, ibig sabihin may willingness ka.
Oo.
And if you have that willingness, let's push it further. Especially if you are in that age range. Sige, babaan pa natin, 21.
Mm-mm.
And diba, masyado maaga bagong graduate. Pero if you can, why not?
If you can, why not?
Diba? Pag nasa early 20s ka, hanggang sa mga early 30s, mm-mm. up to 35, not discounting those na papa 40 na, it's never too late to start.
It's never too late to start, that's true.
There's always a financial advice. Diba nawala? Ayun, ulitin ko. Lahat ng very light. So there's always a financial advisor kasi who will help you manage it. Again, the role of a financial advisor is not to squeeze money out of you, rather to help you.
And that's true.
As financial advisors kasi, it's a lifetime commitment eh. Hindi kasi porket kumuha ka sa kanya nga, ibitawan kanya kaagad pag na-commission na siya. Mm-mm. Hindi kasi ganun, hindi ganun yun. Because these people are licensed by the insurance commission to help people manage their finances well.
Correct.
So babalik ako sa concept, no? Na may savings ka ba o wala? Kung meron, ipush natin yan.
Mm-mm.
Kasi kung kaya mo na mag-ipon ng 20% of your monthly salary in the bank, then pwede kasi nating i-consider na what if 10% ilagay natin sa insurance and investments mo, tapos yung 10% will be your liquid money na pwede mong gamitin for emergency funds.
Mm-mm.
And if you are this person naman na, sige, andun ka sa age range na nagtatrabaho, pero feeling mo lang, again, feeling mo hindi aabot yung budget mo. Just because, let's be realistic, may mga tao na nagtatrabaho na paycheck to paycheck, papasok pa rin yung role ng financial advisor dyan para itulungan ka na i-stretch ba, kumbaga, at hindi yung tipong nakatambay ka dun sa uutang ka, magbabayad ka sa sahod ka para ibayad ulit sa utang mo. Hindi kasi ganun yun. Hindi man lahat ng tao may privilege na magkaroon ng life savings or emergency funds going forward. Pero there is always a possibility to stretch the budget that you currently have.
That's true.
And I think yun yung gustong ipaintindi ng maraming financial advisors dyan. Eh, hindi porket nasa minimum wage ka or, sige, hindi man minimum wage. Sabi mong nasa above minimum pero feeling mo mas mataas pa rin yung basic ng iba. It doesn't mean na hindi mo kayang mag-ipon. It doesn't mean na pinapabayaan mo yung future mo just because gumagastos ka ngayon sa bagong cellphone, bumibili ka ng bagong bag, or, alam mo yun, nilulustay. Pero pangit naman, ang pangit ang word ko, nilulustay. Pero parang ganun na rin yun, di ba?
Pero ito nga, I wanted to add on that, na, we're not gonna be, anyway, we are talking about this, these things, but we're not gonna be the people who's gonna tell you na i-deprive mo yung sarili mo. Alam ko may mga iba kasi dyan na financial advisor na sinasabi na yung pinangsasamgyup nyo every weekend na 500, kung ini-insurance nyo na lang yan, edi mas nakaipon pa kayo. No! It doesn't work ganun. It doesn't work that way. You know, being financially free or choosing to be financially free is a choice. You don't have to deprive yourself. If you wish to discipline or control yourself, ikaw dapat, sa'yo dapat manggagaling yon. It's not hindi tao ang magdidikta sa'yo na huwag ka magsamgyupsal kung nagsasamgyupsal ka every weekend. Oh, bakla ka, eh gusto ko eh. I mean, hindi sa pagiging stubborn, but you don't deprive yourself of living your now, yun nga sabi natin kanina. But you can still secure your future. So it's a matter of choices talaga.
Correct. Totoo yan. And there's always a way. Yun kasi yun eh, na if you have that willingness, yes, you have that. But the how part, if you're not sure kung paano magsisimula, saan magsisimula, or magkano yung dapat mong unahin, or paano mo siya gagawin, pwede mong ipasok yung tulong ng mga financial advisors dyan. You're not alone. You know, siguro, you're not alone.
Michael Jackson. You are not alone.
Oo, hindi mo kailangan sarilinin yung financial mishap na yan. To be very honest, you and I, JL, have been both there na dumating tayo sa point na living from paycheck to paycheck. Pero, ika nga namin ni Jaya din, na itatawid naman ni. Maitatawid mo naman yan. Hindi naman yan basta-basta problema ngayon. Problema mo pang habang buhay. Hindi yan ganun.
And hindi. Magiging ganun siya kung gagawan mo ng paraan. Kung sisimulan mo na.
Oo.
Kasi kung hindi, yung problema mo ngayon, problema mo pa rin bukas. Problema pa rin sa makalawa. Problema mo pa rin next year. Kung hindi mo sisimulan, ayusin.
Correct.
Eh, ito nga. Ma-share ko lang.
Ang layo ng iikot mo.
Traveling kasi si baklala. Ito nga, ma-share ko na I think in one of our previous episodes, we talked about addressing the problem, 'di ba? Acknowledge, address, action. 'Di ba 'yung triple A natin? Now, you know that you are having struggles with your finances. Sige, you know it, you acknowledge it. You address it. How do you address it? Nagba-budget ka. Ngayon, ganun pa rin 'yung same problem na ina-acknowledge mo month to month. year to year and you're not putting action. And mm-hmm. you know, you just making tabi. Wah! You just, you know, setting aside a chunk or 20% of your savings only to make corrupt or to allot it to, you know, other things or yung magagalaw mo siya. It's not putting action to it. It's just addressing it.
Or you're doing it band-aid approach.
Band-aid approach.
Tinatapalan mo yung problema na may possibility na lumaki lalo. Imagine mo lang yung sugat na kung hindi mo kasi siya gagamutin or lalagyan ng iodine or agwa-oxinata, hydrogen peroxide, hindi kasi yan mag-heal. Kung tatapalan mo siya, natatapalan ng band-aid, you're just pretending that it's not there. Or you, again, hindi mali yung term ko, you might be just pretending that it's not there. So what we actually want for you to do is, you know, reach out to those people na pwede makatulong. Kasi there's always, again, there's always a way if you have that willingness to change something out of your lifestyle without compromising the small rewards that you can celebrate.
Yeah.
Yun naman ang goal natin palagi. It's not to sacrifice everything.
Mm-mm.
Sacrifice a little, not compromising everything that you are enjoying.
Mm-mm.
But still, at the end of the day, reward yourself for a job well done.
Mm-mm. Or siguro, let's not use the word sacrifice. Let's just use prioritize.
Ayon.
Ano ba yung priority mo ngayon?
Correct.
Diba? And I feel like at this age, most especially if you have this, if you can hear this podcast and you're on your early 20s, you're lucky. Swerte ka kasi kami ni Owie.
We
started a little late and we didn't have, you know, this knowledge, you know, this kind of thinking when we were in our early 20s. So, you know, our enjoyment went a bit out of hand because...
Correct.
But again, it's never too late to start, right? So, if you're on your early 20s and feeling mo parang, di, enjoy ko muna yung pera ko, hindi, ganyan-ganyan, it's okay. As long as you list down what your priorities are. And if your future is a big part of, you know, your priority list, then you have to seek a financial advisor na i-guide ka to secure your future. Mm-mm.
And with that said, so if you need financial help, pautang.
After that, wala ko niyan.
Pero ito I hope that this podcast episode gives a little enlightenment.
Mm-mm.
Kung hindi man a little, sana buo. Sana true. Madaming enlightenment yan. Sa mga nagbabalak pa, tapos yung iba kasi sasabihin nila, meron na akong insurance sa ganito. Yeah, that's okay. It's good that you have an insurance already. Pero if you still can, you may also wanna get something else pa. Or some
and guys, you can, parang don't limit yourself to just one insurance policy. You can get multiple insurance policies from the same provider or from different insurance companies.
Ako nga, dalawa.
Uh-oh.
Plus yung sa nanay ko na ako nagbabayad.
Tatlo. True.
Tatlo binabayaran ko dahil.
Ako, kukuha pa ako ng isa, diba? So, yun. Parang don't limit yourself to just one insurance policy from one company. It's okay if you play around. Anyway, it's your money that you're investing naman and it's your future that you are future-proofing.
Correct. And if you need help nga, ito na, Jaya and I are very much willing to share our success stories,
our knowledge.
So feel free to reach out and we are also able to recommend insurance policies na baka pwede nyo i-consider.
Yes.
Don't think about it as commitment right away na baka pag nag-book kayo na appointment sa amin ni Jaya.
Yun na yun.
No, it's not. We are happy na mabigyan pa kayo ng more options.
Yes.
Kasi, again, babalik tayo dun sa notion ng tao, insurance ay gastos.
Uh-oh.
Insurance ay mapapakinabangan ko lang pagpatay na ako.
Hindi yan.
Actually, hindi. Meron siyang living benefits still.
Yeah.
You can enjoy your money while you are living and even wait for you to enjoy your money during your golden years.
Yes.
O, diba? Naitawid ko yung English. If you need help sa mga ganong bagay, let us know your priorities, slide into our DMs, and we'll be more than happy to sit down with you.
Yeah. May meet nyo rin kami.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Diba? Pwede mag-coffee somewhere.
True.
Pero hindi ako nakapang-insurance agent na ano, outfit.
Pasensya na. Pwede tayong ano, we can talk about it over 2 bots. Diba?
Ooh.
We can talk about it. Just, you know, sit with us. You can sit with us.
You can sit with us. Kahit di kayo naka-pink.
Uh-oh. Pwede rin mag-pink kayo. Dye. Charing.
slide into our DMs. Ayan, we'll be more than
curious,
happy.
If this interest, if this episode sparked your interest in securing your future, let us know. So we can, you know, talk more about it. If you have questions also, we can discuss it.
Yes.
Ayun.
Sabihin nyo lang sa amin and we are here open to talk to you.
Yeah.
Ang dami ko sinasabi.
Correct. Anyway, ha? Ano na? Ay, gago. Ang tagal na pala yung episode.
An hour, mahigit
mo. True. So, ano, this has been brought to us by Cutprint Podcast Network.
Ayan.
Ano, girl? Kada outro na lang, no?
And don't forget to follow us on our socials. On Facebook, we are...
Kumaritalk The Podcast. And on Instagram, we are...
Kumaritalk Podcast. And on Twitter, we are...
Kumaritalk.
And vaccinated na pala kami. So if you have ang daming ano
commercial.
If you have events na gusto nyong mag-host ang top podcasters ng Comedy Improv category Philippines.
Correct.
At least sa last na chinek namin, yes.
We thank you pala for still putting us number one on the cards.
Correct. We're open for bookings regardless kung virtual yan or live.
Pwede na. Alert level 1 na tayo.
Oo, lalagari kami ni Jaya para sa inyo at magbigay saya ang Kumaritalk The Podcast sa kung anumang event meron kayo. Mm-hmm. Diba? And this is again OE.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, Chica moderately.
Bye!